From parks to parking garages, the city has approved armed security, encampment clearings, and mental health training for staff previously unaccustomed to dealing with homelessness. Such visibility led Roanoke City Council in December of 2021 to ban people from sleeping or camping on downtown sidewalks.
Well, one of the byproducts of that was that the unsheltered population moved to the closest place, which was the elevator vestibules, which was the parking garage stairwells. So we saw a huge uptick in this unsheltered population in our garages.
Brian Mann oversees Park Roanoke, the city's official downtown parking enterprise. At one point, Mann estimated 50 to 60 people were living overnight across the city's 7 parking garages. He heard frequent complaints from customers. The city's parks and greenways have also seen an uptick in people staying overnight, according to Michael Clark. He's the director of the Parks and Recreation Department.
It's become a really big part of our job. We encounter some unhoused folks in our restroom facilities. We encounter them in wooded areas of parks, sometimes out in the open.
Recently, the department has offered mental health training to contractors tasked with clearing encampments on trauma, self-care, and dealing with people in crisis. For more stories like this, visit RoanokeRambler.com. I'm WFIR's Taylor Sherrill.